We can't tell you why canine caviar is the only alkaline-based dog food, but we can tell you alkaline is proven to minimize the risk of renal failure and pancreatitis, reduce scratching, cellular degeneration, and disease, keeping your furry friend youthful and healthy longer. And those are the reasons we can fit into this short commercial. But by visiting caninecaviar.com, you'll see exactly what we do to make a better food for your dog. Try the one and only alkaline dog food risk-free, canine caviar.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too, and we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
If you have cats, I bet you didn't realize there's a connection between common health problems in cats to the type of litter you use. Ammonia forms in the litter box and can cause vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, panting, and even upper respiratory infections. You can stop this by switching to Cat's Incredible Litter. It has patented technology that stops ammonia from forming, with all profits going to help animals in need. Available now at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds, and the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So, you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 9797. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo.
Yeah, FroyoFranchising.com. Promo code 9797.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. We all love lists, don't we? They're just, you know, it's always fun and they're simple. But there's a new one out that's really interesting. It's a list of the dog breeds that are most likely to escape, you know, get rid of your, get out of your backyard rather, or, you know, run away. And that's just such a scary feeling to even think about. My gosh.
You know, I mean, there are some breeds that would actually be more predisposed to running away. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's interesting to find out if some dog breeds that may be more prone to getting lost than others really was a real thing. Business Insider asked Whistle. Now, Whistle is a company that makes a GPS and activity tracking dog collar for help. And Whistle has an app with its dog collar that you press tracking and it will tell you how many, you know, it will immediately in real time start tracking who's ever the dog probably wearing the collar, but it will track it in real time. And then they also have those figures at their headquarters. So they checked with them. And here are the breeds most likely to run away from their owners in the U.S. Now, they ranked this by median tracking events per month. And I truthfully, I had to look this up because I forgot what median and mean and all that stuff was. But the median is the middle value in a list of numbers. And honestly, most of these breeds are pretty close to the same number of times they are likely to run away per month. But we're going to give you the rundown.
Okay.
At 0.9 times per month, so not quite once a month, we have the Australian Shepherd, the Bernese Mountain Dog, and Standard Poodle, right? And then a little more likely to run away at 1.2 times per month, we have some more big dogs, Great Danes, St. Bernards, Great Pyrenees, and a few of the different types of Coonhounds, plus the ever-lovable Pitbull mix, which is not a breed, but that is how they named it on this list.
Okay.
Now, then at the second most likely to run away or get out is the Bloodhound at 1.5 times per month. And the number one dog, that runs away the most is the Anatolian Shepherd.
These are all big dogs.
Escapes just over twice a month. I would be out of my mind.
Yeah.
But the only good thing about it is at least these dogs are easier to spot.
Because they're so
big.
Great
Dane walking through your neighborhood. Come on.
Well,
you know, it's not like a chihuahua.
That's a very good point, Joey. Because the company says that dogs under 10 pounds are not represented on this list because, frankly, their brand of GPS collar is just too big for them. So, you know, little dogs fit through holes in fences much more easily. So they are probably more likely to get out and not be found.
What was that number one? Anatolian what?
Anatolian Shepherd.
Anatolian Shepherd.
Not a big dog.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of big dogs. Big dogs. From the journal Developmental Science, in experiments with 40 regular dogs who were pets, a team from the Canine Cognition Center at Yale, did you even know such a place existed? How cool is that? They found that dogs will only copy a human's actions if doing so is essential to getting what they want. Now, really interesting is that the same is not true of children. Now, when people repeatedly demonstrated actions that were useless in solving a puzzle, these dogs ignored the action if there was a more efficient way for them to complete the task. They say the dogs, you know, they're very human-like in their ability to learn from social cues and things like us just pointing. So the experts were pretty surprised to find dogs, frankly, ignored the human demonstrator and learned how to solve the puzzle on their own. Here's what they did. The researchers put dog treats inside of a box that had a cardboard box lid on top of it. Now, lifting the lid was the only necessary action for getting the treat out of the box. But when researchers taught the dogs to use the box, they actually first flipped a switch that they had just, you know, like a fake one, put on the side of the box. So the dogs really quickly figured out that the switch had nothing to do with getting the treat. All they had to do was take the lid off. So they went right for, you know, the direct action. They just started taking the lid off and said, forget it. I'm not going to use this switch. It has nothing to do with it. But previously, when I said that children are not the same, the researchers had taught children to solve a puzzle by doing the same thing. But when kids did it, even though they had figured out that they didn't have to flip the switch or the lever on the side of the box, they still continued to do it.
Uh-oh.
So I'm not quite sure what that says, but I'm glad I have dogs. Now, we've all seen big cats, right? We talked about a really big cat a couple of weeks ago, I believe, the one that was mistaken for a mountain lion at a winery. This one I'm talking about now, this new record breaker, is nearly 4 feet long. His name is Ludo, and he's been named the world's longest cat. The world's longest cat who is still alive, that is, by the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, Ludo is a Maine Coon cat. That's a pretty big breed, and he lives in the UK. And he measures 3 feet, 11 inches long with his legs outstretched in front and behind him. And that's just a hair shorter than the longest cat ever that also happened to be a Maine Coon. As for Ludo, his owner got him as a 3-month-old kitten after seeing the breed. You probably remember this in the Harry Potter films. But she quickly realized that even at so young an age that Ludo was still larger than most other Maine Coons his age. And she says because of his unusually huge size, he's not as agile as most cats. In fact, she says he's kind of clumsy. And he cannot hide as easily as other cats either. So he's always pretty easy to find around the house. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is fear-free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear-free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified fear-free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Albany, New York.
How can we help you?
Well, I have a Himalayan Blue Point cat. He's about 6 or 7 years old, and he has that acne where he gets black stuff under his chin and around his eyes. And we used to give him prednisone shots, but we think that's probably not so great for him in the long run. So I'm wondering, is there a remedy of some kind that we could use to help with the gunk around the eyes and chin?
Oh, absolutely. Is that all that's been used so far, is just the steroid shots?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Because acne in cats is actually very common. And basically what you've described, they get little blackheads along the chin area or even on the sides of the face. So there can be different causes of this in cats. So I'd like to look first and try to figure out what potential causes are we dealing with. And believe it or not, a good proportion of cats with acne can have problems like mites, where they can actually have a type of ringworm that could be causing that. So there's some steps that we do to sample the area, screen for that first before we get on a long-term regimen. And I would definitely prefer to use many different other things before I'd kind of touch into the whole steroid well, because that would be my last option if I could avoid that. And there are some topicals that I commonly use for acne, if we've eliminated all these other causes, the possible things, as far as there's types of antibiotic salves, benzoyl peroxide creams that you apply to the area, and those are more of a maintenance thing. So we don't really cure this problem. We're really going for the goal of maintaining and just controlling the problem. So that I'd make sure you get in your mind that there's probably not a quick and easy cure unless we find mites or a ringworm infection or something like that. But there are some other products. You mentioned that, like the eye discharge, which we see a lot in Himalayans, and it's kind of like their MO, if you will, is to have the brown gunk by their eyes. Very common in the breed. And some people will use either products to clean them. There are some tetracycline type antibiotics that we can give orally that can help to decrease the facial staining associated with that. But again, I'm not a fan of using that long term. It's more just kind of a temporary kind of clean things up. But I would really say that for your kitty, you're probably dealing already with tons of hair. The last thing you need to worry about is popping zits on the chin. So I would really see about get some sampling there on that chin area and make sure we're heading down the right path, but then get you set up with some good gels, maybe like Pyobin gel, which we use on the chin. And I have had some colleagues in dermatology have some good success with a product. It's actually a newer product, and it's called Duxo, D-O-U-X-O, and it's a spot-on treatment you put on a couple times a week, and it helps with some different seborrhea conditions. And I haven't used it myself, but some of my friends have used that and said that it works nicely for cats with chronic acne that we don't really get under control with other issues. So might be something else to kind of consider there.
Best of luck with that, Mike. I know that we had one of our cats had acne, and it turned out just to be the bowl that they were eating out of. It was a plastic bowl that would grow mold and all kinds of yucky stuff.
Yeah, well, plastic can scratch, and then bacteria gets in there. And then when the cat eats out of it, it gets on the chin. So if you use like a ceramic or a metal that can wash, you can wash it really well.
Went away as soon as we used a metal bowl.
Yeah, and it can be kind of like an allergy, a contact allergy with plastic bowls. So yeah, you hit upon that right. And then there's other things like food allergies too that we can kind of get into, but that's kind of a secondary thing. So
1-866-405-8405 right now.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
All dogs should eat a pH-balanced alkaline diet. An alkaline diet reduces health risks and can also reduce scratching, shedding, and hot spots. So does this mean you need to check your dog's pH balance? No, because Canine Caviar has created the first and only alkaline dog food that is pH-balanced. It also has the highest metabolized calories. What does this mean? Your dog needs to eat less. Get a healthier dog and save money with Canine Caviar products. Find them at your local pet supply store or online at caninecaviar.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? Personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. Right now, get 50% off all custom holiday cards. That means 30 cards start at just $13.99. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through with every card you send. Just go to Vistaprint.com today and enter the promo code HOLIDAY to get 30 holiday cards starting at $13.99. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 6060. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 6060.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.